right, wheels up. Let's go. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on this hump day, Wednesday, May 15th. No long song Wednesday today. We have more important matters like getting you hooked up with Billy Joel tickets with the Joel Hole, although it had a long song flavor today. Comedian Tim Conway passed away, solidifying the celebrities die in three rule after Peggy Lipton, Doris Day, and unfortunately Tim Conway. John had all kinds of cool stories today from his career in comedy, and in particular, the best one was delivered by way of his beloved co-star, Carol Burnett, who joined us back in 2010 with a really interesting story. We pondered what is rich today. Roger Daltrey's turning into a grumpy old man when it comes to pot. We followed up on our incredibly popular slash creepy gender swap filters on Snapchat yesterday. The Phillies' John Brazier joined us. We handed out some Phillies tickets and quizzed him on whether it's a beer name or child of a celebrity. Very fun stuff, and you're going to hear it all right now. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I got really screwed up by the temperature this morning when we were opening the show.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, we're in this temporary studio, and I usually use my iPhone to keep my eye on the Philadelphia temperature, right? Rather than have to go to a computer or look away. And my iPhone's, you know, normally right in front of me. Except now in this studio, it's like behind a monitor, and I have to tilt my head a certain way in order to see the temperature. And when I put the phone there, I obviously like sort of downswiped. Right? So the only thing it said was Philadelphia. That's all it said.
Oh, nice.
Philadelphia.
Well, you know where you are.
All right, but sunny today, 45 degrees outside right now. We'll have some clouds. The temperature got up to about 70 degrees, 45 at the moment. I have to tell you, I am honestly upset. It took a lot out of me last night when I heard the news that Tim Conway died.
Oh, right. Right?
You know, and it's funny because I was thinking about him recently, and I say, wow, you know, I have not heard anything from Tim Conway in the longest time. Right, and he had been, he was on the show once, and later on I'll tell you a couple of different stories. Well, I'll tell you one story now, I'll tell you another great one later on. Right, but he said the problem with living in LA is anything in Los Angeles is a TV set. Now you'll walk along, you'll see crews set up, and you know, there's a movie being shot or you know, a TV show being shot. So one day he's going into wherever neighborhood he's in, right, and he's going to the dry cleaner. Next door to the dry cleaner, there's a bank. The bank is being robbed. Right now, he comes around. He parks behind the building, and he now comes around the building, and he's going into on his way to the dry cleaner. But he's got to go past the bank, and there are people out on the street, and there's TV cameras and cops and everything like that, which would normally be what was there if they were shooting a movie, right? And he comes around, and all these people are waving, "Get out of there!
Wow.
And now he thinks, oh, I've been spotted, and he's waving back.
I better get out of the shot.
Look at all the fans.
The director's going to be mad.
Right? You know, there's a bank being robbed right in front of him.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Somebody texted in that the Wanamaker organ, it's Macy's. That's what it is. That became a Macy's. So I went to a department store of some kind.
Yeah, I've been there the last 2 years. Why didn't I say that out loud?
The Macy's light show.
The Christmas lights.
The Christmas light, right. Right. So, yeah, they're still doing that. But that's the only time they use the organ anymore.
Right.
And I think it would be great if we can get Rick Wakeman to play it. It would be a terrific, you know, the day that he's coming to town to do his show at the Scottish Rite Auditorium, maybe he can come in a little early and, you know, just put on a little pipe organ demonstration.
And if they don't let him, just have him, crawl up there, do a little Renegades concert.
That's it. Yeah, right. And he might do it without a cape. So it's possible. But 45 degrees outside at the moment. Here's a question I have for you. I'm going to open this up to everybody. 215-263-WMGK. How much money does it take to say someone or yourself are rich?
How much money
do you have to have to be rich nowadays? What do you think the average that people think?
I'd say nowadays a cool mil.
Seven
figs.
Maybe a couple mil.
A couple. Well, give me a number. He's saying a million.
300 million.
$300 million.
All right,
that's a big jump from a couple.
So Bryce Harper, got it.
Bryce Harper is rich.
I think we can all agree on that.
I think we're fine with that one. 2 mil.
Sure.
You're going to win 2 mil. All right. 215-263-WMGK. Because this is proof there is a disappearing middle class. A new study asked people in different generations what your network has to be in order to be rich. And not a single generation thinks that a millionaire means that you're rich anymore. That $1 million just will not do it. All right. The average answer is 2.3 million, which is more than 20 times higher than the median net worth of anybody in this country right now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, makes sense.
Generation Z folks, roughly people like 9 through 22, they went with the lowest threshold of being rich. They say 1.5.
Which all makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they're desperate to just make 15 bucks an hour.
All right. And baby boomers believe that they went with the highest, 2.6.
Okay.
All right. So,
Steve's a boomer.
So we can clarify right now, ladies and gentlemen, that there is no one in this studio who is a millionaire or is rich. Yeah. That's for sure. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. And contrary to popular belief of what it says online, right, my net worth is not $10 million. Okay? I'm lucky.
That sucks because Steve and I have high hopes for your will.
I told you, you mentioned in the will. It says, hello, Dave.
Here's a Bond poster.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
So it happens that I'll remember his name, Tim Conway. All right. Tim Conway was on the show once. Do you remember, Cindy, you were doing traffic at the time. Do you remember when Tim Conway was on the show?
I don't remember what I watched on TV
last night. So okay. No. Okay. Fine. All right. He was in town with Tom Poston, who a lot of people knew from the Bob Newhart show.
Okay.
All right. But Tom Poston and they were doing the Sunshine Boys. The two of them were doing the Sunshine Boys. And they came on the show to promote that they're doing this show. And I'm asking him questions, and he starts talking about his early years in television. Right? And he was working at a local television station in Cleveland on some sort of, you know, morning sort of like a Today Show kind of program.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, commercials were live. Right. You know, there was always an announcer selling you a product, now, even though it was on TV. Right? And many people might remember Ed McMahon doing that, mm-hmm. even on The Tonight Show,
sure.
selling Alpo. That's what he used to sell on The Tonight Show. So whenever they would break for a commercial, it would be live. And this guy who was a Korean War veteran who had lost a leg, right, decides that he's going to do his own commercial because he's running for, like, city council or something like that.
Okay.
And really his only credit, right, is that he lost a leg in the Korean War. He has no political knowledge. He's not a lawyer. He's got nothing else going for it. This is why he's running for city office, right? And they come out. Now, the floors in TV studios, especially back then, were high-gloss floors so that the cameras could move around real easily, right? He comes out, and they have him set up, right? And they have his family sitting at a sofa, mm-hmm. and he's going to walk out on set on crutches, playing up his own disability, all right? Because he's looking for whatever votes he can get.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Tim Conway's there and the staff is there, you know, all the other people, the weather lady, the co-host, you know, they're all sitting there. And they break for this commercial. The family's sitting at the sofa. And now this guy comes walking out on his crutches to do his speech. And as he walks, the crutches slip on the floor. And all you hear is creak, right? You hear the rubber from the bottom of the crutches go creak, right? And that's it. Well, the camera doesn't know what to do. So it cuts to just the family. The family has no lines in the commercial. They're just sitting there being the family of the war vet, uh-huh. right? And while the shot is on it, he's trying to get up on his own, and nobody's running to help him because they don't know what the camera shot is in the studio, right? And all you hear, you see this family, and you're hearing, reek, reek. Reek, 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 reek. And he's trying to get up, and he can't get up. And it continues, reek, 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 to the point that, like, now the staff can't stop. They're laughing. They're laughing, they're laughing to the point that the weather girl actually wets herself on stage. Okay,
which made the problem even worse for him.
The cameramen were laughing so hard, right, that they walked away. And reek, 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 the camera, right? Nobody's manning the camera, and the camera's awaited, and it slowly just starts tilting up, right? And it's pointing out up at the ceiling, right? Until they can get somebody who can control to another camera and take it. And now the person's standing there, and he's like, ah. And in the background, you're still hearing, reek, 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 reek.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
The other night when the Who were playing Madison Square Garden, Roger had a little bit of a freak out.
Yeah.
It seems there's some people in the front row smoking pot, and that affects his voice. Here's what he said to the crowd. There's a bunch of beeping going on in this.
I've got to tell you. All the ones smoking grass down the front here, I'm totally allergic to it. I'm not kidding, whoever it is down there, you my night that you make me really, I'm allergic to that and my voice just goes, so you.
So basically he's
very rock and roll.
Yeah, he's allergic to pot smoke, right? And there's maybe he's allergic to smoke. I know, but I've never heard anybody who's just allergic to pot smoke.
Come on, man.
Right.
Talking about my generation.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right.
Is it past your bedtime?
I'm allergic to it every time I do it, you know?
Once had kick drums exploding on stage. Relax.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Is there a time I can go into a break that your mic doesn't
get
banged?
Well, hang on a second. The last 2 weeks, I haven't made a noise over here. No, you're banging around. And Dave is the other one, too. Dave was doing it a couple times the other day. So, you know what?
You were like this in grammar school, too, right?
Ram it right up there.
No, but why are you blaming me? Because he did this.
Put me in the hallway in grammar school. That's fine.
I did not see. Yesterday, we were playing with that gender swap Snapchat app. Mm-hmm. Right? And throughout the building, oh, my God, you've got to see Bill Weston. You've got to see his gender shot.
I bet he's lovely.
Oh, my God. He's gorgeous.
Is he?
Right? Yeah.
I could see him actually looking sort of
gorgeous,
like your wife.
Right. And, you know, and I didn't realize that when you posted them on WMGK.com, you put descriptions of us in there.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
All right. Your picture is your Divina. Davina?
Divinia.
Divinia. Yes. I'm sorry. Divinia enjoys Pinot Grigio, her book club with fellow soccer moms, all things Bravo TV, and whatever Johnny Depp is up to lately.
That's right.
Very nice. Where Steve is... he's Steve Vinia.
Yeah, you see the theme running here.
Has been sober for several years now and recently got promoted at the Philadelphia Zoo. Catch her getting frisky in the reptile house or your local casino on the weekends.
Just figure out to give people some things to look forward to if you see us out and about.
And John DeLeese, I'm John DeLeese.
John DeLeese, yeah.
Is a goddess both inside and out, although her hair is now white as her teeth. She still models part-time and can be found volunteering at the library. I still have a mustache and goatee in this shot.
You do. And a lot of people are commenting, you look like a legit Italian grandma.
So one guy, this guy, Jake Askew, used the app, and he decided what he was going to do is going to take the picture after he got the picture, and he put it up on Tinder.
Okay.
All right, to see what the reaction would be. He got 300 hits, you know, by 300 different guys, right, within minutes of putting it up. Now all of a sudden he's experiencing what women get when guys, you know, start sending you messages.
Right.
I don't know if I can't read a lot of these. Here's one I can read. Are you a piece of art? Because I want to nail you up against the wall.
Oh, God.
Right?
Oh,
you know?
No.
We are a pathetic sex.
We are so sad.
We are.
We're so gross.
Got any other good ones? Yeah, well, that's seven references.
I just love that guys really use
I'm saying most of these I just can't read
on
the air.
By the way, I would say that I look like a Karen, and I need to speak to the manager immediately.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I can see that. You know what?
I'm erasing my description and putting that in because nailed it.
We also have it up on the Facebook page. So if you take one of these of your own,
yes, please,
like
do that.
Cindy did yesterday,
right?
And we're just like, okay, all right. There's
so it's very gruff.
Yeah, she did. Well, she's a man in her picture.
She's like a dock worker.
That's true. I think I sit in the basement and play video games. Actually,
I can see that.
Well, the robe helps that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
Come on, start little thing. Start little thing. Start little thing. There we go. Wow, it's being very disagreeable today. Look at that. It started and it stopped.
You double tapped it.
Did I do it?
Double tap, double tap. Remember, John, you can't.
There we go.
Double stamp, double stamp.
Words to live
by. We are going into the Joel Hole, your opportunity to fill in the hole in a Billy Joel song. If you haven't heard this before, basically, we'll play you a piece of a tune, and we've substituted an instrumental for where the lyrics are missing. So we'll tell you how many lines, like in the case we've been using Moving Out as an example. You would get the first two lines, and then you would have to put in the next line. So it would sound like this. Then you fill in this part. And if you can't drive with a broken back, is what he would have there. So the question at hand this morning is, can you, and you know, I think what we're going to do this morning is we're going to combine a couple of different things.
Okay.
All right, we're going to combine the Joel Hole
with Guns N' Roses.
With,
that's
yes,
a fantastic
Guns
N'
Roses. That's exactly what we're going to do. Let's go.
The Guns
Let's
Hole.
Let's go to Eric. Good morning, Eric. How you doing?
Good, good. I'm up for Joel and Roses.
Okay, Joel and Roses. Very good, very good. All right, now you understand what you got to do. All right, we're gonna play a clip from a song, and we're gonna combine today, not Guns N' Roses. We're gonna combine the Joel Hole with Long Song Wednesday.
I was close.
Okay, because the song you have is Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here comes. You've got two lines, and then you got two lines before your two lines come in. You ready? Here we go. Your turn.
Drop a dime in the box, play a song about New Orleans.
We'll take that.
Yeah!
We will take that right on the money. He has a kind of O in there, you know, or an N, but it doesn't matter. All right, right. You got most of the line. We'll let you have it. The Billy Joel tickets are yours.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're normally saying.
MGK.
It is always fun to say that the second lowest played paid person on the Philadelphia Phillies is here in the studio with us once again, the one, the only, the director of Fun and Games, Mr. John Brazier. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and it's kind of sad that I've been with the Phillies now 25 years, and I'm still the second lowest paid
employee. But no, keep in mind, there was a time that you were the lowest paid employee, and then you hired an assistant.
Yes, I did. It's kind of like Kramer from Brazier America or whatever.
Right. So, I got nothing.
I don't know, dude.
No, it's okay.
Hopefully you do today,
missed it all. All right. So,
what do we got? World Capitals? One-hit wonders?
Oh, no. Today it's beer or baby names.
Okay.
Yeah, the Brew Crew is in town.
Right,
so
what we're going to do, because you got the Rockies in town, the Brew Crew, so, you know, and the Brewers, well, the Brewers are in town now, the Rockies are coming, both teams from cities that are famous for beers.
Sure, and I drank a lot of beer, and I had a baby, so,
so it all works. So it all works. So, and as is always the plan, right, in order for you to promote something that is happening happening on the Phillies, you have to answer one of our questions correctly, and until you do, you can't, and we've involved people in it, and, you know, you could, people can choose anywhere between 1 and 10, right? But we'll put it in. Put your voting in as, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 or more. We're not sure how far into this we will get. And if you're in the group, you know, that is correct, we'll pick two people from that group, and they will get tickets to this weekend's Rockies game. What's it? It's a Friday night game. The 7-5 game.
Friday night, yep, 7-5.
All right. So.
Yeah, what are you looking at me for? You brought the tickets. No.
Yes,
All right. Good. Nothing else to say before we get in? You just want to get right into this?
You want me to do a gratuitous plug?
No.
No, not a gratuitous plug.
The fact that Bruce Willis threw on the first pitch today?
Bruce Willis threw on the first pitch today. Really? Bruce is in town.
He is.
Okay, all right.
That'll
be very fun. It's good to see. Will he bring his harmonica? Is Bruno going to do the Star Spangled Banner or something?
No. We got Bruce Willis, and also we have this the head of American Ninja Warrior, the host, is also going to be there as well.
Oh, what's his name?
If you can pronounce it, Akbar Bia. Thank you.
I wanted to hear that. Music to my ears.
Okay.
Bia Jamil.
Can you say that again?
I forget.
Allah Akbar.
All right.
Oh, great.
I nailed it.
That's it.
I nailed it for you.
Yeah, just say that to him. Say Allah Akbar to him. See how that works out.
He's actually a really cool dude.
Is he?
Great guy. He did a horrific first pitch last year. Mm-hmm. In fact, I told him my tips of throwing the first pitch, and he didn't listen to me, and he was Right. It's horrible.
Which is why when I was given the choice, hey, do you want to take me out to the ball game or first pitch? I went, take me out with the ball game.
Because you can't lose with that.
I can't lose with that at all. All right, here we go.
I need to know your tips.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so every time you answer one of these correctly, you will be able to promote something that is happening with the Phillies. All right, first name. Is it a beer? Is it a baby? All right, Moxie Crime Fighter. Moxie Crime Fighter.
It definitely has to be a beer.
All right, beer is what he says, and he is incorrect. No, that is Penn Jillette's daughter's name. Moxie Crime Fighter. All right. Steve, you got one for him?
Wow.
Barik Ako. Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's the American Ninja Warrior guy.
Yes, exactly. Barik Akarma.
Barik Akarma.
I'm going to go beer.
You're going to go beer? And with beer, you are correct. You are correct. That is from Feral Brewing in Australia, sold here in the United States.
How about that? Well, tomorrow is a 105 Citizens Bank Business Person Special. It's also Citizens Bank Weather Education Day. So, of course, Glenn Hurricane Schwartz will be throwing at the first pitch.
Oh, okay.
It's also
Mr. Sports himself.
It's also Throwback Thursday. Our players are going to be wearing the 1980s era powder blue uniforms and the burgundy cap. So a lot of fun, a lot of retro treatment tomorrow afternoon.
All right.
And it's a beautiful day tomorrow, too.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Get your tickets.
All right. So, all right. Next name is, you do it, Dave.
Okay. How about Gunnar Stone?
Gunnar Stone. Beer or baby?
That sounds like a baby.
A baby is correct. Very good. Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt, two people who should have never had children.
No.
All right. That's their baby.
Well, on Friday, we have, as you guys mentioned, Nelson Arenado and the Colorado Rockies coming into town. Right. And it's Armed Forces Weekend at the ballpark. The Phillies are going to be wearing actually camouflage outfits all
Very
weekend.
Cool.
So starting tomorrow, or I'm sorry, starting Friday when we play the Rockies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next one. Avery Rumpkin. Avery Rumpkin.
Now, that's steering me towards a baby, but I'm going to go beer.
You are correct. It's an imperial pumpkin ale aged in rum bottles from Boulder, Colorado.
Well, Saturday's game is a 4:05 start, and also gorgeous weather. It's gorgeous weather all weekend. Mm-hmm. So we are asking fans to donate new or gently used baseball and softball equipment at the entry gates. It's during the baseball tomorrow fund equipment collection drive. It helps benefit pitch and baseball.
Okay.
Pitch in for baseball.
That's what we do our thing with it.
Right.
See if you do better than we did. We did thousands of items.
All right.
We'll have to top that. Okay, you'll have to. All right, Steve?
Sierra Sky.
Sierra Sky.
See, now that's leading me, it's trying to lead me to a beer, but I think it's a baby name.
He's getting good.
He's getting very good today. All right.
I know the psychology of this right here.
Can I explain who she is? She's the daughter of Brooke Burke, you know, famed TV personality Brooke Burke.
Of course.
I wonder if the baby's laugh is as obnoxious as her mom's.
Right.
Well, we'll stay on Saturday's game, which is that 4:05 game. I said beautiful weather, but it's also Bud and Burger night. You can stop by Boardwalk Eats in Left Field Plaza and enjoy specials on Budweiser's and burgers. And then the best part is, Dave, you'll love this. Sarge, Gary Matthews, will be out there from 2:30 to 3:45 to greet fans and sign autographs. That is all part of Bud and Burger night on Saturday.
All right. So let me go. You're doing a Budweiser night when the Rockies are in town.
Yes.
Who's famous for Coors.
Of course.
I love it. Stick it to him.
Right. Next one. Who's got it? Steve? Is that you?
I got it.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah. Sage Moonblood.
Sage Moonblood.
All right. Everything's telling me to go. It's trying to tell me that it's a baby, so I should probably go beer. I'm going beer.
You're going to go beer? Oh. Nope. Sylvester Stallone's son is Sage Moonblood.
I should have gone baby.
All right. All right, Steve, you want one?
Yeah, last one.
Okay.
Yeah, because we got too much time with Brace. We got to wrap this up.
Okay.
Velvet Merlin.
Velvet Merlin.
Wow, what a name.
Yeah.
I hope it's a baby name.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's a beer.
I'm glad we ended on a high note, Brazier.
Right, right. So how many we got? Four? Is it four in total?
Maybe.
One, two, three. Yeah, he did more than four.
Need more than like four.
Got the majority.
So wait, since I got that wrong, I'm not allowed to say on Sunday when it's it's MLB play ball day. Probably supported by Chevrolet.
That was Mike's off.
That is Mike.
All right, so we've got two pair of tickets that we will off to whoever went six or more, right?
Yeah,
six or more. Okay, so make sure. Well, it's too late now. You can't put any numbers anymore. Thank you, John, for being here.
Thank
this morning.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right. Do we have? Are we looking forward to you anytime in the future?
I hope so. If Steve will have me back, right?
Yeah, I got it on my calendar. Whatever.
Just get Steve in the home run derby.
In the home run derby.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Redeemed.
Steve has the okay if you're on the show or not.
Sure.
I have very little to do.
Well, you're going to dance with the Fanatics, and that's what you're going to get me to do.
Okay.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
We got the sad news late yesterday that
Tim Conway.
I'm sorry.
Doris Day.
I was thinking about Carol Burnett here. That's why.
Tim Conway
had passed away. Of course, he was a big part of the Carol Burnett show. And when Carol was on the air with us, I asked her to tell us a Tim Conway story. And well, this is what you told us.
Your favorite Tim Conway story.
Oh, well, I've got a couple in the book. We went to a party and his face was swathed in toilet paper.
Okay.
And, and he poked a hole in it for his mouth and his eyes. And we were all at this party, and I don't know why he did it, but he was just sitting there. He wasn't drinking or anything. And so somebody took a Polaroid picture of his head wrapped in toilet paper. He looked like the Invisible Man, And so Tim cut the Polaroid picture out. And those days, we didn't have the laminated ID card.
ID passes, yeah. Sure.
So he slipped that picture over his real picture and his driver's license. So there's his driver's license with him swathed in toilet paper, Then on purpose, he kept the toilet paper on all evening. And then when everybody was saying goodnight, he got in his car.
Oh,
and he
no.
was driving up some side streets to his home, and he purposely didn't come to a full stop at a stop sign where he knew there was a cop car.
Oh my God.
On the side waiting, to catch people. And sure enough, he's driving and you hear and this cop comes out, he stops, he says, "Okay, buddy, let me see your license." The comedy gods were smiling. The cop had a sense of humor.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.